WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Mary Martin was one of the great Broadway stars, but between her debut in 1938 and her breakthrough into superstardom in Rodgers and Hammerstein's South Pacific in 1949, not much is remembered about her. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz says a new disc of her early recordings, Mary Martin, The Decca Years, helps fill that gap.
While tearing off a game of golf, I may make a play for the caddy, but when I do, I don't follow through, 'cause my heart belongs to daddy. If I invite a boy some night to dine on my fine Finnan Haddie, I just adore his asking for more, but my heart belongs to daddy. Yes, my heart.
It's hard to think of the Mary Martin we know and love from South Pacific, Peter Pan, and The Sound of Music as sexy, but that's certainly how Broadway first saw her. In her first show, Cole Porter's Leave It to Me, she sang the song that she made famous and that made her famous, My Heart Belongs to Daddy, sitting on a trunk in a Siberian railroad station wearing nothing but a short fur jacket. Her next major Broadway part was the title role in Kurt Weill's One Touch of Venus. In the meantime, she went to Hollywood, but what made her light up Broadway didn't conform to Hollywood's idea of glamour. In the movie version of One Touch of Venus, Ava Gardner was cast as Venus, and most of the songs were cut. None of Martin's films are very satisfying. Still, she did great things in them, like this effervescent, marvelously harmonized version of Wait Till the Sun Shines, Nellie. It's from The Birth of the Blues, which she made with one of her favorite movie partners, Bing Crosby.
Wait till the sun shines, Nellie, when the clouds go drifting by.
We will be so happy, Nellie.
Don't let me hear you make a sigh.
Don't let me hear you make a sigh.
Way down in Lover's Lane we'll wander,
sweetheart, you and I.
We'll be so happy together, but it all depends on the weather, man.
Nellie.
Oh, Nellie.
Once now.
Don't you sit there and sigh. If you will wait till the sun shines, Nellie.
In the sweet.
In the sweet.
In the sweet.
Just be discreet
and wait till the sweet by and by.
At the heart of this album are six Cole Porter songs that Martin recorded in 1940. It's especially interesting to hear what she does with numbers Porter originally wrote for Ethel Merman, Martin's only real rival as queen of musical comedy, and virtually her opposite. Martin's trained voice had a cool, soigné sophistication, very different from Merman's forthrightness, yet quite compelling in its own way.
I get no kick from champagne. Mere alcohol doesn't thrill me at all. So tell me, why should it be true that I get a kick out of you?
Of course, Decca, Martin's record label, wanted to cash in on what was still her sex pot image. She does a wonderfully pouty cover of the Cole Porter song that contains what may be his most blatant double entendres, Let's Do It, a version that's also a breathtaking example of blasé World War II-era racism. The sexiest number on the album, though, is not by Porter, but by George Gershwin, with lyrics by Buddy De Silva, Do It Again. It's a great song I especially associate with Judy Garland, but it's also one of Martin's best performances. The little squeak in her voice reminds me of Hollywood's most captivating girl next door, Jean Arthur. I love the way Martin suggests that the repeat performance she's begging for may have already begun.
Oh, do it.
good again. I may say no, 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 but do it again. My lips just ache to have you take the kiss that's waiting for you. You know if you do, you won't regret it. Come and get it all. No one is near. I may cry, oh, oh, but no one will hear. Mama may scold me, 'cause she told me it is naughty, but then, oh, do it again. Please do it again. Oh.
Besides Porter and Gershwin, Martin also sings some relatively unknown songs by Irving Berlin, Frank Lesser, Julie Stein, and Raymond Scott. I've been taking a perhaps perverse pleasure in Martin's enunciation of a Johnny Mercer line that's one of the oddest lines ever written for a popular song. The waltzes and mazurkas, we hate 'em, we spurn 'em. As for its context, I'll leave it to you to discover for yourself.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed Mary Martin, the Decca Years, 1938 to 46, on the Koch label.